It was a very busy day for rescue crews on Lake St. Clair, northeast of Detroit, yesterday. Ice on the lake broke apart, setting ice floes adrift with ice fishermen and their shanties on them. And that set firefighters and rescue crews to work with hovercraft and helicopters up and down the Michigan coastline of Lake St. Clair. By day's end, 15 stranded fishermen were rescued. Some vehicles were not so lucky. Lieutenant William Krull of the St. Clair County Sheriff's Department helped coordinate the rescue effort.
Well, we were monitoring the fire department radios, and we overheard the fire department getting dispatched to the west end of the lake, which is in another county, in reference to an ice floe and people stuck on it. So we anticipated that something would happen in our area, and sure enough, about 15, 20 minutes later, one of our fire departments was summoned, in addition to our Marine Division, to three people that were stranded on an ice floe in Lake St. Clair.
So that was the first call that you got, and then what happened?
Well, that was the first call that we got, so we responded in addition to the fire department. We arrived on scene. So with our assistance, they mobilized their hovercraft, and with the crew on board, they were able to go across the ice and then across about 100 yards of water to get to the ice floe, which in fact was quite large. It was probably at least a quarter to a half a mile in diameter, and
wow.
Rescued the three people and then brought them to shore.
Lieutenant Krull, what happened yesterday that led to all of these ice fishermen being set adrift on these floes?
Well, the ice is fairly thick. The bad part about it is that the middle of the lake is not frozen yet. So when you have strong wind like we had yesterday, that has a tendency to push that ice away from the shore. And that's what happened yesterday. It caught a lot of the people off guard.
Is this true that there was a pickup truck that ended up going through the ice too?
Yeah. In fact, last night, the pickup truck went out on the ice with only about 6 inches of ice, and he went through. And fortunately, the driver is okay. So the truck is still there, and wreckers are trying to remove it.
He was driving out to go fishing?
Of course. And this is certainly one of the things we do not recommend at all, is to take any kind of a large vehicle on the ice. We always say that there's no such thing as safe ice, because in some spots you could have 6 to 9 to 12 inches, depending on the weather and conditions. In other areas, you could find an air pocket underneath, or you can find an area where there's a lot of movement of water underneath the ice, and if someone were to drive over it like they did last year, had 1 foot in one area and 1 inch in another area, that vehicle can go through.
When you rescued the fishermen yesterday, what did they have to say when you brought them in? Did they feel a little bit sheepish about all this?
We talked to them. They were quite happy. And one of the things that was brought to their attention is the fact that the township does have an ordinance which would allow the fire department and us to recoup some of the expenses for rescues.
How much would that cost, do you think?
I think they charge about $500 per person.
I wonder if it's worth it if you get a good catch of fish.
I tell you what, the fish are a lot cheaper in the store. I think I'll go to the store and catch a fish.
What are they fishing for?
They were fishing for perch. That's what they're going for, and it would not be unusual for a fisherman to go out there, spend a few hours, and catch a few hundred perch that were of sufficient size to take home.
Well, Lieutenant Krull, thanks for talking with us.
Very good. Thank you.
Lieutenant William Krull of the Sheriff Department's Marine Division in St. Clair County, Michigan.